If you're planning on traveling outside of the U.S. by land or sea, listen up. More passport rules go into effect at the beginning of this summer.
And we find out more from Amy Morris from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. So, Amy, what are the new requirements?
It starts June 1st. You have to have a passport book or a passport card to enter the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Bermuda. This applies to land and sea ports of entry. And you might remember that there were other passport requirements that went into effect back in 2007. That requires everybody traveling in and out of the U.S. by air to have a passport. So there's this website called getyouhome.gov. It has a list of all the new rules, and we have a link to that on our website, federalnewsradio.com.
So what's the State Department doing to let everybody know about the changes?
Okay, so this Saturday, March 28th, all the passport agencies and the facilities throughout the country are hosting something called Passport Day in the USA. So anyone who doesn't have a valid passport book or card should go there, apply for those new documents on Passport Day. This is the only day where they're going to waive all the fees if you apply at a participating passport agency. You should also have your passport in about 4 weeks. You might even have it faster if you want your service expedited. Folks in our listening area, just go to travel.state.gov, type in your zip code. All of the facilities will pop up. I tried it for us. There's like 40 of them, so you shouldn't have any problem finding one. And we're going to find a link on our website, federalnewsradio.com.
And why are they doing this right now?
Well, you may remember that a couple of years ago, the State Department was swamped with hundreds of thousands of new applications for passports. And they also want to make sure that everybody knows what these new requirements are. They want to make sure their own staff is ready for the influx of new applications. They just want to be ahead of demand while making sure that the rest of us know what these requirements are going to be.
All right, Amy. Thank you very much. Amy Morris from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.